Welcome to your GCSE Business Studies Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most important financial topics you'll face in your exam: revenue, costs, profit, and loss. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, OCR, or another board, these concepts appear in every single paper, so getting them right is absolutely essential. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to define every key term, apply every formula, and tackle even the trickiest exam questions with confidence. Let's get started. Section 1, Core Concepts. Let's begin with revenue. Revenue, sometimes called turnover or sales revenue, is the total money a business receives from selling its goods or services. The formula is beautifully simple. Revenue equals price multiplied by quantity sold. So if a bakery sells 200 loaves of bread at £2.50 each, the revenue is £500. That's it. Examiners love to give you a table of data and ask you to calculate revenue, so practice this until it's automatic. Now, a really important point, revenue is not the same as profit. Revenue is the money coming in before any costs are deducted. Many candidates confuse these two terms and lose easy marks. Don't be one of them. Next up, costs. A business has to spend money to make money, and those costs fall into two main categories: fixed costs and variable costs. Fixed costs are costs that do not change with the level of output. Whether a business produces 10 units or 10,000 units, fixed costs stay the same. Classic examples include rent, manager salaries, insurance, and loan repayments. Think of it this way. The landlord doesn't care how many products you made this month, the rent is still due. Variable costs, on the other hand, do change with output. The more you produce, the higher your variable costs. Examples include raw materials, packaging, and direct labor paid per unit. If each unit of a product requires 3 pounds of raw materials and you make 100 units, your variable costs are £300. Make 200 units and they're £600. Total costs are simply the sum of fixed costs and variable costs. The formula is total costs equals fixed costs plus variable costs. This is a formula you absolutely must know. Now let's talk about profit and loss. Profit occurs when revenue is greater than total costs. Loss occurs when total costs are greater than revenue. Simple in theory, but examiners test this at two levels: gross profit and net profit. Gross profit is calculated as revenue minus cost of sales. Cost of sales, sometimes called cost of goods sold, refers to the direct costs of producing the goods sold, essentially the variable costs tied to production. So if a clothing company earns £50,000 in revenue and the cost of the fabric, thread, and direct labor is £20,000, the gross profit is £30,000. Net profit goes one step further. It takes gross profit and subtracts all other operating expenses, things like rent, marketing, administration, and utility bills. The formula is net profit equals gross profit minus other expenses. Using our clothing example, if the other expenses total £12,000, the net profit is £18,000. Net profit is the real profit, what the business actually keeps after all costs are paid.